Scene one, Apple, take one.
You want to get high?
That's right.
Horchata is an evenly balanced hybrid strain, 50% indica / 50% sativa. Created through crossing the delicious Mochi Gelato X Jet Fuel Gelato strains. Just as delicious as the drink it's named after. Horchata will have you begging for more after just one taste. This bud has a sweet and fruity berry flavor with a creamy overtone that has just a touch of light spices. The aroma is a little spicier, with a peppery effect that's accented by sugary sweet and fruity berries. The horchata is just as refreshing, with heavily cerebral effects that will kill any mental aches or pains. You'll feel an immediate heady rush a few minutes after your final toke, filling you with a euphoric creativity and motivation to get jumping on your to-do list. A relaxing body high accompanies this lift, filling your body with an expansive calm that's free of any pain. These effects and its high 23 to 24% average THC level make horchata ideal for treating the experienced patient suffering from chronic pain, depression, chronic stress, or anxiety and PTSD. This bud has super dense and lumpy minty green nugs with lots of thin orange hairs and a coating of tiny frosty milky amber crystal trichomes.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome into Oops Caught Me Smoking. And we have a very special guest today. She kind of rose from the dead and is back podcasting. Tina Marie Trimpert. I hope I'm pronouncing that right.
Oh, I was going to laugh so hard if you said Trimpert.
I've been pronouncing your name wrong for like since we've known each other.
How? It's a P.
I don't know.
That's funny. That's so funny. Like the first time I saw the B on there, I was just like, I'm not going to say anything. It's totally fine. But then I was like, I've got to make fun of him.
Right. Yeah. I was like, Trimpert. And like, I pronounced it Trimpert forever. And that's then you're so just like, funny. It's a P. And then I looked at your name. I'm like, it is a fucking P.
Whoa.
My bad. Yeah.
Would you look at that?
I guess I never just really read your name. It's just there.
So. Yeah. Like I always think of it as like trim and pert. So it's
trim,
like
pert. Yep.
Like I'm trim, like I'm skinny and I'm like, I stand up pert. Is that the word? Like you stand pertly or something like that?
Sure.
she's standing. I'm very pert. Okay. There's pert shampoo.
Yeah. Pert plus. Yep.
Yeah. The green bottle.
Yes. The green bottle. All right. Yep, exactly. Yep. All right, go ahead. Take a few minutes there, Tina, and tell these people who don't know who you are, which I those few people out there, and let these people know who you are and what you're about.
I am Tina Marie Trimpert, and Trimpert, and I am one of the coolest people you'll ever meet. Just kidding. So I am the CEO of Indie Pods United, which is like a super awesome, amazing, supportive group of the best indie podcasters around, including Dan himself. So thankful for that group. Yeah. Yep. And also the host of the Psychedelic podcast. There's a hyphen. That's why it's pronounced Psyche. I've said it so many times, just like I've repeated where I've lived in my life so many times. I just have that on reef. Like I've got that down to a science.
Right.
But like psyche, like the human mind, because we talk about psychology and other subjects that people don't often talk about. they're not like taboo subjects. Sometimes they kind of are. I mean, to some people, like astral projection is sort of taboo, depending on your religion. Mm-hmm. We talk about all that stuff and we have a great time doing it. We're pretty freaking hilarious and we're on a hiatus right now, but I'm getting a new group together. So hit me up if you might want to be a permanent panel member.
Yes, the permanent panel member. Now, I had the privilege of being on the very first IndiePod Summit last year. Well, I was on a panel, and my internet decided you're not going to do it. You're not going to do a live podcast tonight, Dan. but I was on the very first panel, which was the ghost chili, the ghost pepper eating.
Yes, none of you got the right peppers.
I got the right peppers because that shit was hot.
You did. Yes, you and it was Andy Grant. Y'all got it right. Yes.
Yeah, but, and James, I think James ate a whole one and threw up. Oh, that was funny.
Oh, wait. Gosh, there were so many people.
I think Zach Wiseman, who is now my co-host on The Real Boys, one of my many co-hosts.
Love that and, guy.
Yep, he did Carolina Reaper sauce, and Jeff did like a bunch of like, I don't know, jalapenos and drank like a lot of booze.
Oh yeah, and his own spit. He drank his own spit.
Yeah, I forgot about that. He did. That was nasty.
Yeah, go Jeff. Shout out Jeff.
Yeah, that was probably the most fun I've had on a podcast. And just watching James throw up was phenomenal. But I want to get to you. And how did you come up with making the IndiePod Summit or IndiePod United?
Oh well, at first I was just like, it would be cool to have like a kind of a network of people, like not an official network, but we're all like kind of helping each other out and everything. And I had been talking to so many podcasters, both seasoned and just like getting in, like helping the ones that are coming in because they didn't know I was like still fairly new myself and getting advice myself from the more seasoned podcasters. And I was just learning so much and reading every single blog and reading the same blogs, which would be about downloads over and over again on repeat. Like, oh, I've read this before, but maybe the numbers have changed. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to do an event and it's going to be like fun. And it's going to be easy and there's not going to be that many people. So why not? Boom. Right. Turn into a massive thing that was just so amazing. And everybody was just so great. And like, so supportive of each other. And there was so much knowledge being tossed around and so many connections being made that like, I'm going to continue to do that. So we have one coming up this year and I am making the official announcement tomorrow about us being on Roku TV, but we are going to be on Roku, Dan, and it's going to be super cool. Nice. Yes. Like the dates have changed. I will say that, but yeah, that's about how I came up with it. It was started out sort of as a semi joke.
But, oh wow, yeah, so like joke evolved into like some kind of entrepreneurship and now you're a CEO of a whole entire summit. Now I met you before the IndiePods though. You know, we were a part of another group that's going to remain nameless.
Yes, that group. The group that wouldn't let me be like a founder because, and I'm going to go ahead and just say this because why not? Okay. I mean, they just don't like me, and that's fine. Mm-hmm. They got me for all my resources, and I brought in all the people, and they were the same people that came to IndiePods, and more. But we had more, obviously. But I was never hateful towards them. I was always very friendly to them, trying to help them out and everything. They wanted to kind of throw my name around badly, and it sucked because I was like, I thought these people were my friends, and so like that's kind of like. They had something to do, I'm sure, with how IndiePods came about, like when it boils down to it, just like on a subconscious level. Yeah.
Yeah. It got to the point where it was like, you have to follow these three people in order to comment or like or share anything on this post. And I was like, well, that's kind of sketchy.
Yeah. Like,
it kind of just sounds like you're just trying to get clicks and viewers, and that's not cool. But.
No. They weren't helping other people. That's the problem. That's what we're all about, love at IndiePods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yep. Like we are such a loving group of people. I love it.
Yeah. But even with like you on hiatus for as long as you were, that group still kept pumping. Like it was the
oh, thank goodness.
The members were phenomenal. I even threw in my give me your latest episode type of posts every once in a while. So yeah, we kept it pumping for you. So
yeah, you did a good job. Like I was so happy because I was worried, like because I was always talking so much. You know me, I talk a lot.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. It's perfect.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, really sad. I had a mini heart attack at the beginning of the year, like an actual mini heart attack. That was the first thing that happened where like I actually recorded our 49th episode. That's up the most recent one because 50 is coming and I'm going to have something cool for that. But yeah, so I was like just recovering from it, I think, or it was just about to happen. It was one or the other.
Okay.
So it was a tough year so far for me, but I'm good now.
Yeah, nice.
I'm on this show.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like this show has like kind of, it was a baby, like a little baby when we first met. And now that you're back and everything, I'm kind of like, I'm almost a teenager.
I know. We've reached our adolescent years, but that means it's almost over.
No, I don't want it to be over.
No, it's
keep
not.
Keep it going.
Yeah. Keep it rolling.
Yep. But yeah. So what was like, who was Tina before podcasting?
Tina was and still is an actress and a model and also an event coordinator outside of this. So I've been doing events for a fairly long while. I mean, I worked very solo dolo, but like it's easier in person. Virtual events are actually like quite tumultuous monsters when they want to be. I mean, like trying to figure out the schematics of everything is right. difficult. But then it felt so good to accomplish at the same time. I probably just rambled on and did not answer your question.
Oh no, you're good. An event coordinator. So yeah, the question was who were you before podcasting? So yeah, you kind of answered it.
Yeah, I've been on a lot of TV shows and stuff, and have been in a lot of magazines.
Oh, really? Well, what kind of TV shows, if you don't mind me asking? You don't have to answer.
I just did. Well, I was on a film for a director here and that's actually local. It's called Showdown on the Brazos. That was in December or November of last year. And I've been on a reality show that shall remain nameless. And I kind of like got in trouble. Oh, perfect. It's oh my gosh, this is crazy.
Okay, good stories.
I kind of derailed this show on accident, but it wasn't my fault. Literally, what your show is about is what they had a problem with me. Like, they didn't like that I smoked weed.
Oh, really?
They came at me like an intervention at the Holiday Inn in Atlanta, Georgia. We had just gotten back from the club, and there was a boot on the car. Everybody was grumpy. Like, we got the boot taken off. Everyone was cussing. Like, it's like a bunch of, like, Asian chicks, okay? Uh-huh. So everyone's cussing at the guy taking off the boot like it's his fault. He's just like, I'm just doing my job. Like, just trying to do my job. And so we got back to the hotel and I was just chilling and I was obviously, you know, pretty blazed. And they came with the cameras and they were like, Tina, like, we're really worried about you.
I love the voice.
Smoking like so much, you know, like, I didn't know how to tell you not behind a camera. But here we are. And so I was just like, no, this is not okay. This is not happening. And guess what? I took the photographers with me because they were my assets at the time.
Right. Nice. Yeah. Fuck that show.
Yeah.
Kick you off for smoking weed. Fuck that show.
Demonize me. Yeah, for real. Like, they were demonizing me for it. And I was going to be, you know, back then, like, because it was quite a while ago, like 2011. It's been 10 years now, or maybe 2000. Yeah, one of those years. But right. It's just crazy to think about. Like, and I've been on a lot of other shows, like The OC and Army Wives, and I did Texas Flip and Move, and I quote unquote won a house, stuff like that. Just like fun.
You won
stuff.
A house,
quote unquote.
Oh, so you technically did it with a house, but you did.
Yes, I was like talking about how beautiful those archways were. And everything. It's not real, you guys. That one's not. Like, some of it is. Some of it is. But not that one.
Oh, nice, nice. Don't believe everything you see on TV, everyone.
Exactly. Huh? Is there not a circus happening like all the time?
Right, exactly. Now, the psychedelic podcast, when did you come up with the psychedelic podcast?
I came up with the psychedelic podcast when I was writing a post about how agitated I was on Facebook, talking about I'm going to write a blog about all of these things that I think is wrong basically with humanity. And my friends were like, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? And of course, my lovely Dawn, who doesn't do it with us right now, but she's going to be on in the future somewhere. She had a baby. So I love her to death.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. She's listening.
she will be. I'm rambling. Where was I going? That was important. What did you do to me, Dan?
It happens. People get confused on here on this podcast. Sometimes I do it too. But the psychedelic podcast, like how did you come up with the psychedelic?
Oh, it's so funny. Like I said, the blog thing, and I wasn't going to do it. Someone said podcast. I was like, okay, sure. Mm-hmm. I'll look into what a podcast is. I had no idea. I really did not have any idea what a podcast even was.
Yeah.
This is last year. And mind you, indie pods happened. So this is last year. So I looked into it. I got obsessed with it. I did my research and I was just like, I know exactly what I want to do. And I threw together a panel of people that I've known, one from Korea and then one from North Carolina, which was Nico and Dawn. And then we had Rob, who's from Maryland, and I'm from the whole universe. So
I'm from everywhere.
Yeah. It's funny because Rob told me that, you're not going to start a podcast. That's stupid. And we were driving the car because I was writing down hundreds of ideas. Uh-huh. And I had to talk to someone about them. So I told him. And he was just like, no, we're not doing that. But then I was just like, yeah, the fuck we are. Yes, and then we did it. We just did it. Started out on Anchor and now we're here.
Yep. I was the same way. Yeah, I started off on Anchor and I was like, yeah, fuck Anchor. I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah. I went to Podbean first. What about you?
Buzzsprout. And I'm still with Buzzsprout to this day.
You guys have cool milestone logos.
Yeah. They give you like this. I honestly hate this because I'm not one to look at my stats. I don't like looking at my stats because sometimes I used to when I first started to look at my stats. And then I just got depressed and I almost wanted to quit. And I was like, well, I might as well just quit. And I'm like, no one's listening. Might as well just quit. And then I was just like, no, don't quit. Everyone's like, don't quit. I like your show. So I just kept striving. And then that's when I was just like, I'm done looking at my stats because I like not knowing. But at the same time, they send you these things in your email that says, congratulations, you have such and such downloads, or congratulations, you on your 50th episode, which I just got the other day. So
yeah. I know. I was so happy for you when I saw that.
Yep.
Yeah. And I remember, I think you might have even reached out to me around the time that you were doubting yourself. And I think that's when we actually talked for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it was you that reached out to me in my messenger and you're just like, don't quit.
Yeah.
Don't quit. And I was like, all right.
Yay,
and that's another thing that's good about the indie pods is everyone loves everyone and everyone supports everyone. And it's great. And there's about 1500 people in the group.
Oh, 1800 now.
1800. Okay. Yeah. So You might not get 1800 listens on every episode, but if you have a problem, people are there to help you.
That's the best part and the most important part. It doesn't matter about all of the downloads and stuff. We have to learn somehow. And then they're the ones that will give you great feedback too, though. They'll listen and they'll actually Jay Fenning. What's the name of his show? I'm so sorry, Jay, if you're listening.
not a clue.
The Hard Parking Podcast.
Hard Parking Podcast?
Yeah, Hard Parking. Yeah, that's his podcast.
Okay.
For sure.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, go Jay Fenning. Yeah, go check him out.
He's cool. He actually told me how to fix my audio. Like, without him, I wouldn't have known. He just came randomly and was like, this is what's wrong. And I was like,
right. Cool.
Thank you so much.
Yep. Yeah. I've had, like, when I've had problems with, like, my audio, people are just like, just send me your audio and I'll fix it for you. And I was like, oh yeah. Well, how much do you want? And he's like, nothing. I'll just fix it for you.
Aww.
Oh, for real? He's like, yeah. I was like, I'll throw you something, dude. Now I want to pay him. Yeah. At first, I didn't want to pay him. I just like, I'm just like, hey, screw you, man. I don't want to pay you anything. And he's like, no, you don't have to. And I was like, okay, now I want to.
Yeah, you made it. You're playing hard to get with my money over here. Like, come on now.
Right, exactly. Like, if you would have threw me out a number, I'd have been like, yeah, don't forget it. I'll figure it out on my own. But ever since then, me and him have been tight. And yeah, he's helped me out a couple of times, actually.
Yeah, very helpful.
Very helpful people. But yeah, the podcasting family is big and there's a lot of great people out there. So
yeah, there's a lot of great people and a lot of crappy ones too, though. So be careful who you associate yourselves with.
That's true. That's true.
Had my fair share.
I think, yeah, I've had my fair share too.
Yeah, like when I, right?
Yeah, my old co-host, which we don't talk anymore. Like, he blocked me on everything. I think I also blocked him. I might have blocked him too. I don't know. But we don't talk anymore. But yeah, he's off doing his own thing now. And I strive in the podcast industry.
Yeah, you look at you, dude. Like, you're like number one.
Yeah. On a website. Yeah. CBDVious.com. Go check it out.
Yeah. Like, he's number one, you guys. It's so cool.
Yeah, we're getting there. We're getting there. Now, do you want to dabble onto, do you want to give some stuff away for the new IndiePod Summit this year? Besides, I can't remember if you told me off air or not off air. So I'm not gonna, I don't want to say anything.
Yeah, like I kind of did give it away already. Like, we're going to be on TV pretty much.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You did. So yeah.
Yeah. But like, there is going to be like a change of dates because like I didn't, you know, I had gone through some stuff this year and like, I'm just working it out and everything's cool. And it's still happening. So I've got all of my stuff that I need. I just need to, you know, make it happen now. And I'm going to do that. So don't worry about it. Like, it's going to be pushed back. Don't hate me. Actually, like, this is a good time for, like, the people that accidentally missed the date to go ahead and, like, sneak your questionnaire in.
Right. Sign up.
Yeah. Absolutely. You're totally welcome.
Awesome. Yeah. So astrology.
Yes.
You're very, very big on astrology and a very spiritual person, I might say.
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, see? Namaste.
Yeah.
I don't do yoga or anything like that. I don't meditate. And like, I tried it and I just end up laughing.
I think really? Laughter.
Yeah, like, I'll try my hardest and I'll sit there in the middle of the room in dead silence, which is very rare in my house since I have a 4-year-old.
Yeah.
And I'll just start cracking up. So I'm kind of thinking that laughter is my meditation because I just start cracking up every time.
And your medicine. And then like before the laughter comes the other medicine too.
Bro. Yeah. Not so much in the morning.
Oh,
it's mostly a night thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Me neither. I forgot about times. I'm really bad with numbers.
Yeah. In the mornings, I might dabble a little bit. Yeah. Pretty much during the day it's off limits because my son's up and I'm in dad mode.
Oh yeah. People have lives.
Yeah, exactly. We're more than just a person behind a camera.
I thought you were just a podcaster. No, I'm just kidding.
yep. But yeah, that's great. Indie pods are coming up. The psychedelic podcast is great. I want to welcome you back into the show, back into the podcast world. She is back, ladies and gentlemen, to take her crown, as she says.
My headphone crown.
Right. Exactly. So if you want, just go ahead and tell people where to find you real quick.
Oh, I just got access back to my Instagram. So at Asian Ranch Sauce, because who doesn't love ranch sauce and exactly. Asian? So also like, if you want to just like be my friend, you can add me on Facebook, Tina Marie Trimpert, like trim and pert, like the shampoo.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. Also Instagram for IndiePods United is at IndiePods United. And you can find our group on Facebook as well as our website. It's all the same name. And you can pretty much find my podcast, like literally what everybody else says, you know, all those extra words, Spotify, Apple, all of that.
Everywhere. The podcast, everywhere, every podcast platform out there.
Anywhere you listen. Yes.
Exactly.
I just need to invent a new way to say that.
Yeah, it gets a little tiring at times. So it gets so tiring that people would just buy websites and say, go there.
I know, right?
But real quick before we go, I want to see if you could do something for me.
What's up?
Hold up. I got to get real close because I got to get close to the camera. I wanted to see if you could read my palm through the camera.
Oh, okay.
We're going to try this.
Okay. At the very top is your like headline, like your mind. And then right here, that crease between is like the heart and the life or the heart line and like your rational thinking and everything. And down here is the lifeline and your number of children. So yeah, you have one and it looks like it's going to stay that way.
Yes.
It's a very deep, it's a deep crease. Even if maybe you wanted another one in the future, maybe possibly. So, and yeah, your mind, it seems like it's pretty sturdy. It's not like a little bit more faded than your deeper lines down the middle. I'm not sure why, but like, obviously like there's a little bit of like hurt there from people and I don't know why, but there's, that's why it's like a little bit less defined. And then, your heart line is like, it's like a wave. It's cool. It's like a cool little wave. Yeah. It's like a good heart. And, that's all connected. So
nice.
Namaste to that.
Nice. Am I going to die soon?
No, you're not. You actually live a very, very long life and a very healthy life.
All right. That's cool. But I don't know. Hopefully not too long.
No, very, very good. I mean, it's better than mine. It sucks looking at your own palms and you know this stuff.
You're just like, damn it.
Yeah, I know. They can change too. Like, pay attention to your palms, guys. They get deeper. The creases get deeper, and it's because of your health and your and your wealth and your everything else.
Everything else, health. And also like your I'm sorry I made you do your whole thing, but I also wanted to get into this. But,
oh, sure.
I was going over your last podcast, and you guys were talking about signs, like.
Yeah.
And I heard you say to Zach, I believe, it was it was like, I don't know, what sign are you, Zach? As long as you're not an Aries, I'm okay with it. And I was just like, how dare you?
What, are you sure I didn't say Taurus? Or
no,
did not?
It was Aries.
Oh, I just messed it up with two whole signs. Sorry, guys. Well, I just had bad experiences, but apparently the Aries is a really good match for a Leo. Just saying. Actually, Aries and Leo is like, it's great. It's like almost perfect because Aquarius is the very opposite of Leo. They're usually February. I'm August. That's like an entire 6 months. So, like Aries and Taurus are hard-headed like Leos. So I'm going to butt heads with people, but if there's like love there, like with me and this person, Aries or Taurus, like, then that's what it is too. But like, we're going to butt heads and it's going to be passionate fighting happening.
Right.
You know, like but then we're going to be good. Like, I'm good with everybody in the end, but like Aries and Taurus, like y'all have gotten on my nerves just a little bit sometimes.
We do have a tendency to do that. Fiance is into the astrology and stuff, and she has like all these books and stuff, and she reads and she knows everything about astrology, not everything, but a lot. And she always tells me, she goes, we were never meant to be together. And I was like, what do you mean? And she's like, I'm a Scorpio and you're an Aries. I'm like, I don't care about that stuff.
Oh, and
she's
yeah.
Like, she's like, yeah, we're not supposed to be together. Oh, well.
Funny. Well, you know, it also really depends on your rising sign and your descendant sign too. So there's a whole chart, like it called a natal chart that you can do that's way more comprehensive. And it's not just like, oh, run of the mill horoscope online. Like it's like, it's going to read your life. I've done it for a couple people actually in our Indie Pods group. And I can probably tell you after, I'm sure they'd be cool with it, but like I've read it and it's been down to the T.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Very interesting. You have my attention.
It's about two pages long. It takes me 6-7 hours to do them.
Oh, wow. That's strenuous. That's like a work shift.
It is, but I get to read a whole person's life.
Yeah, that's true. Does the like have you like read a person's life before and then just be like,
No, they usually know. It's so true, like both the negative and positive things about them, and it's not vague. It's like down to the point. Like, oh, this is the reason why you do this. Like, and here's why, and it's super in depth. So. Because all of like the planets lining up and the stars lining up is super important with this, because that's how, you can read a natal chart. So you might be in Aries with a little bit of something else rising, they call it. So, and then it can just like tell you exactly what your faults are going to be and what to look out for in life too. So it's really helpful for the person that gets it. They know what to look out for because it's very real.
Right. Yeah, and I remember, like, I think it was, like, a couple years ago. Maybe it wasn't a couple years ago. It was probably, like, a year or two ago. But we had that 13th, I think it was the 13th sign, astrology sign.
I can't even pronounce that.
Yeah, and I was like, I'm a Pisces now? I'm like, that sucks.
Oh, what?
And I was like, no, I don't want to be a Pisces. That's
so funny. I don't want to be a fish.
Right. I like the ram.
Yeah. The ram is a cool looking sign. Maybe that's why I hate on it so much. That's probably what it is.
Right. Yep. Yeah. Well, yeah. I think fire is like my symbol, like my power symbol or whatever.
Same.
Yeah. So yeah, that makes a lot of sense because I'm a very temperamental person.
Yeah. And probably sensitive, like to an extent, like you're pretty sensitive, but you don't like show it all the time. Like if you have an exterior that you feel like you need to put on, but you don't, and then you realize that, and then you let your guard down, and then you do it again.
Yep. But then I let my guard down and I start a podcast.
And yeah. And then you win at life.
That's right.
That long lifeline.
Good. Glad to hear that. Hopefully not too long though. I don't want to be like 120.
No.
You know, like 90-ish is pushing it. But
yeah, just a little.
Right. But again, thank you, Tina, for coming on to the show. If you want to give some shout outs, God, now's the time to do it.
I literally want to shout out everybody in IndiePods United, and I want to shout out Mick Manhattan for putting together that super cool award ceremony where so many awesome podcasters were both nominated and won, including Dan. And it was so cool. It was called the Snobby Awards, and it was the first one ever, and it was a big success. So check that out too, and his network, which is
thescenesnobs.com, you can find The Real Boys every Friday. I think I have two episodes now on Friday because of scheduling, but you can catch the Monday replay on Friday at noon, I believe. And then you can catch us Friday night at 9 PM live
from New York.
Live. Yeah. I was nominated for best comedy, but I lost to Jeff Dwoskin.
Genie. Oh, that cool guy. I love that.
Yeah, that's okay. He's coming on my show next week. So it makes up for it.
What? That's going to be so fun. I'm so excited.
Yep. But again, thank you, Tina, for coming on and giving some of your quality time here for Oops Caught Me Smoking. And everyone out there, make sure you go follow Tina at Asian Ranch Sauce over on Instagram. Did I get that right?
Yeah, they come with the ranch sauce. What if I just started freestyling? Let's not do that. Okay, guys. Thank you so much, Dan. You're awesome. I love this show. I love the peoples. Hit me up.
That's right. And I love you guys. Stay up.
Scene one, Apple. Take one.
You want it, huh?
That's right.
Smoking, oops, you got me smoking, oops, you got me smoking, oops, you got me smoking,
it's a motherfucker.